Go to Rex Warwick speaking.
Good afternoon, Warwick.
How you going?
Good, man. How you been?
Good. Who have I got there?
You got Timmy here, man.
Oh, why didn't you call me, mate?
Did I call you? No, I didn't. I called...
I feel...
I always think that you're on the dyno, man. That's why I don't want to bother you, bro.
You don't bother me, mate. It's all good.
Oh, from now on, I'll be calling your number.
That's fine, mate. Go for it. What can I do for
you? I've got one to book in, if you can, man. It'll come in on a tow truck.
Okay. It's coming from you.
It's coming from me, bro, and I'll make sure he's going to come. Bro,
that's
the last time I told the other guy, I go, brother, man, just take us somewhere else, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to get involved.
No, all good.
So this car's been there to you guys. I'll give you the rego.
One sec. We go for it.
B for Bob.
Mm-hmm.
U for Queen.
Yep.
C for Cunt. 060.
I've got him here. It's a Liberty GT Prince.
Yeah.
Oh, why is this name familiar? Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, you should know this one. It's been there. He told me it's been there.
2023, straight E85. This is the one that I suspected the engine was a...
Correct. So the car went to someone else. They pulled it apart for him. They couldn't put it together. They fucked him around for 1 year. The car came here. I inspected everything.
Out of interest, what died on it? Because I had my suspicions. It looked...
No, there was nothing wrong with the block, man. The block was good.
It was just noisy. The whole engine was just noisy.
What is it?
Yeah, the top end, if I remember correctly, it was ticky as shit.
Well, that's what I've noticed, but they've fully recoded the head, man. The heads have been fully done, man.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because the only...
Maybe because
here,
it's an IOG motor, so maybe it's a bit noisier than usual.
Maybe. Like the
because
IOG, Well, it looks like when it was here with us, what do we got? So we fitted a turbo for him. A blouch.
Yeah.
The thing was a brothel by the looks of it.
It's a blouch. 2.5 dominator.
Yeah. And then what was the next one after that? So let's go back here. Inspect what car what's in for repairs. Oh, that's why. The one port looks like the valve stem seal was leaking. Cylinder one is cracked, leaking coolant into the exhaust, requires engine removed and diagnostics carried out. That's what it was. Cylinder one had a crack in it.
Cylinder one?
Yeah, cylinder one is cracked, is leaking coolant into the exhaust, requires engine removed and diagnostics carried out.
Was it overheating at all or anything?
No, I can see cylinder one. It looks like it was...
So when you say cylinder, as in the bore?
The bore.
Because I checked it, man. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it looks like cylinder one, when they look at the port here, is leaking coolant into the exhaust. I can see, like, they've got a picture of it. So unless it was in the head.
Well, the heads have been fully serviced, man.
All right, let me just take a photo and show you what I'm seeing. Okay, one sec, mate. I'll just make sure that the right car is, and I'm not looking at the wrong...
Wouldn't that misfire if it was a...
No, not necessarily. It'd just be smoky. Hang on, I'll send you a photo. Sam. It's Sam.
I've got money for you.
Yeah, give me a sec, man. I'll give you a call back.
Okay, yeah.
No worries.
Where's that in the...
Just normal messages.
Down the port?
Yeah, the exhaust port.
Exhaust port?
Yeah.
So,
did it have a head lift, you reckon? Because some of the head studs were loose.
That's probably where you had a bit of an issue. I've got to call you back, man. I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
No.